السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, what a beautiful morning. We all had the journey, Alhamdulillah, in the Suhoor program. Dua to Allah, ki Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wasallim Ramadan lana, wasallimhu lana mutaqabbala. Let's read this dua, ki Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wasallim Ramadan lana, wasallimhu lana mutaqabbala. Performing a sajda of gratitude when happy, Allahu Akbar. We must make a lot of sujood and engage in lots of istighfar and durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "What I fear for you is that the beauty of this world opens up to you." Yes, we live in this world, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala does not put the love of this dunya in our heart. Yes. Allah Ta'ala made this dunya for our benefit, enjoy it. But let not greed and the love for this dunya destroy us.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti Sahab, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you on this beautiful morning. Mufti Sahab, the first question is, zakat farz on 9-carat gold or not?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Today is the first of Ramadan, 1446, South Africa, Southern Africa, and few other countries. And in most countries, we know it is the second of Ramadan, 1446. Before I respond to the query, so let me just announce few things that I just learned now. Our brother Qasim Bobat yesterday after Maghrib in the Jami Masjid, in full view of people read Salat, they know Ramadan had started. He was coming out of the Masjid, so many other brothers, and they tried to kidnap him. With Allah Ta'ala's help and mercy, Allah saved him, and then, you know, he managed to save himself and rescue himself. So therefore, brothers, I'm telling you, sisters, always keep on reading chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah Jalla Wala is the best of protector, and He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala was, is, will always be the most merciful one of those who show mercy. So read that abundantly, chapter 12, verse 64. MashaAllah, we went to read Fajr Salat with Muhammad Khan, my brother, and myself there in Masjid Muhajirin and Ansar, and Maulana Muhammad Munshi. So he's reading all 20 rakats. I see they got a big poster there. So those of you who want to really enjoy a Taraweeh, good Quran reading, proper ruku sujood, we definitely will recommend you go there for the Taraweeh Salat. And third one, my brother Junaid Mota just told me that the podcast for mine will be two parts. One, the one before Fajr, Tafsir and the news, views, interviews, and one, the Q&A. And then he also informed me now before I entered the studio, he and Mohan Salim Karim agreed because the response is overwhelming from our beloved children and kiddies under 10 years old. So Maulana, I hope what Junaid Mota told me is correct. You can rectify it if it's not 100%. He said from tomorrow, the kiddies program will be from 20 to 4 to 10 past 4, half an hour with Mufti Muhammad Aku. So well done, and we must thank the capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his team. MashaAllah, the children are elated, delighted. One side they're having the sambusa. Arabs don't say samosa, they say sambusa. And they're having their suhoor and all that, and dates is sunnat, also sehri time, and they're answering the questions. And so that is what we want, to get everybody involved, inshallah. Okay, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Is there zakat on 9-carat gold? Remember, there is no zakat on 9-carat gold. Only in one case there will be zakat. If you are selling it, so then it will be considered a stock in trade, and you buy buying, selling, and so forth, then you will take the market value, the retail value, and then it's 100,000 you got, 9-carat gold, and it's a business you are running, then 2.5%, 2,500 you will pay. But if you are not buying, selling, and so forth, it's just for your personal use, then there is no zakat on it, according to all four schools.
So, who should correct the imam when the imam is performing tarawih? Three people like to shout at the imam. Whose haq is it to correct the imam when he makes a mistake?
You know, our people, just easy example I give you, right? I read last night the whole Surah Baqarah with the help and mercy of Allah. Our imams tonight, they will be reading most probably. Remember that 1.25 Jews and so forth. So they will read Ayatul Kursi. We human being, we insan, everybody can make mistake. So now I'm just giving example. So the imam made the mistake in Ayatul Kursi. So thousands of people, hundreds of people know Ayatul Kursi, AK 255 by heart, chapter 2. Allahu la ilaha illa wal hayyul qayyum talwa wal aliyul azim. So now imam made a mistake. Now you find 5-10 people from the first serve, second serve, everybody correcting and so forth. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us more than 1400 years ago, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, liyalliyanni minkum ulul ahlami wan nuha, and this is not only for tarawih salat, this is for all the salat where you are reading in congregation, for example the first salat, the witr salat, the tarawih salat. So the people who have the true understanding of deen and they mature, they know what to do, so they should be the ones right behind the imam, and not every harkas wa nakas kullu man habba wa dabba, every Tom, Dick and Harry, or nowadays in Mary also some places, you know, people want the women also right in front. So that Islam does not allow. Remember, and now you know that your imam is there, and you will have 2-3 other hafiz, other qarisabs, the sami we call them. So that is the function of the sami, of the person who is listening, that he, one, two of them, they should take out the mistakes, not the entire congregation. Yes. If the imam is reading, and now definitely you are sure that the imam is reading wrong, you know, you yourself are hafiz, or you know many surahs of the noble Quran, and the sami is not taking out the mistake, and the imam is going on, then only you can take out the mistake. But now from the start already, 2, 3, 4, 5 of you start shouting, that's not right, it's unethical, it's un-Islamic. Leave it to the people who are appointed for that function, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, is there any authentic hadith to read the tasbih Subhanazil Mulki wal Malakut after 4 rakats of Tarawih?
Remember, if you study Hanafi fiqh, then you will know that there are certain books that are well known for fatawa and verdicts and so forth. Fatawa Alamgiri, written by 500 muftis and ulama during the time of Alamgir Rahimahullah. We, the Indo-Pak scholars, we studied by them, so they call it Fatawa Alamgiri. The Arab ulama, they call it Al-Fatawa Al-Hindiya. How the Indian ulama, they compiled this book. And then if you go to Syria, you find Allama Ibn Abidin al-Shami. So you must remember. So these are the famous books. Then obviously you get other books and all that, Bada'i'u Sana'i, Bahru Ra'iq, and so many others nowadays. You must remember where you will issue your fatawa and verdicts from. So remember, Ibn Abidin Shami has written this in his work, that there is no authentic hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must read this after every 4 rakats. Tarawiha means to pause. So after 4 rakats, we pause. So remember that to say that it is sunnah, that's totally wrong. We will say it's permissible, but not sunnah. Likewise, it's not proven to any authentic source that Sahaba used to read this. So this is what we will call it, something man-made. Let me give you a principle here. So understand it and understand it properly. You see the Subhana Dhil Mulki Wal Malakut. good that you read after your four rakats. You must remember the Khatme Khwajagan. They read Alam Nashra and the Surah and so forth. Your Durood to Najina. So all this are man-made. Is it permissible? Yes, permissible. Is it sunnah? No, it's not sunnah. So if you start now telling the people it's sunnah, it's compulsory, you must read that, then that becomes a bid'ah and something innovation. So keep everything in its proper perspective. You want to read it? Subhanal Mulk wal Malakut, very good. I never read it. I'd rather read Durood Sharif, Salawat ala Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Istighfar. For example, I don't even read Taraweeh behind the Imams. But sometimes when I'm traveling, then, you know, I have to stay over and I have lectures or some. So then I have to read behind the Imam. So when they pause, I will read that because we have proof for that. But if you want to read it, it is permissible but not sunnah.
How do you explain to a Muslim the purpose of fasting in Ramadan?
You must explain to non-Muslims and people who have just embraced Islam newly. Tell them Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 183. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us a lesson. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, ay iman walo, O you who believe. 89 different places this phrase is used in the Noble Quran to elevate our rank and status. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, that fasting is made compulsory upon you. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, as fasting was made compulsory upon the previous nations and generations. So Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace be upon him, kept fast. Nabi Musa, Moses, peace be upon him, kept fast. The previous prophets and messengers kept fast. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Abraham, peace be upon him. So fasting is not the unique feature and characteristic of this ummah. Remember that what is the unique feature? As-siyamu fi Ramadan, fasting during the month of Ramadan. From time of Adam and Eve, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, till Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, Jesus, the last prophet and messenger to the Israelites, remember. Then when he was raised up, because people tried to assassinate him and they never killed him, they never assassinate him, Allah rescued him. And he is still alive. And between him and Nabi Muhammad, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Milad Mubarak, auspicious honorable birth, is 600 years, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So you find that none of these nation generations, they kept fast in Ramadan. So this is the wasila, the barakah, and the blessing of Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are the only people that we are fasting in the sacred month of Ramadan. So what is the purpose? Quran is teaching you. Chapter 2, verse number 183. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. You look at human being, understand this lesson. It's a wonderful lesson. One side, you look at the angelic qualities. Angels don't eat, they don't drink, they don't have lust and desires. One side, you have the satanic qualities. Eating, drinking, and whatever, they don't worry, wine, dine and swine. So we are Muslims. So what we do, that we imitate, emulate the angels. No eating, no drinking, no fulfilling of our last desire and passion during the fasting hours. So we imbuing, inculcating the angelic qualities. We are learning self-discipline, self-restraint, and we detach ourselves from the satanic qualities of wine, dine and swine. That is haram always, but we fall prey to the vices and sins because Satan, Lucifer and Shaitan, they make the vices so beautiful. They embellish it, they adorn it and beautify it. زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. So that is why, O human being, you will supersede even the angels by fasting, where you learn self-discipline and self-restraint. Because a blind person says he never saw a strange lady, and you and me who can see, we say we're trying to guard our gaze and we don't see. So who's greater? So the person who is trying his level best. So the angels are like that, like someone blind. They don't have the ability, capacity, capability to commit wrong. La ya'suna Allah ma amarahum wa yaf'aluna ma yu'marun. Chapter 66, verse 6. But me and you, we have freedom. We can follow the path of Rahman or follow the path of Shaitan and Satan. So therefore, Allah elevates us. May Allah Jalla wa Ala make our siyam, our fasting, our qiyam, our taraweeh, our tilawat the Quran and everything else, inshallah, khalisan liwajihi al-kareem, solely, only, exclusively for the love of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Fasting is a duty, and tilawat and recitation of the Quran Sharif is the beauty of Ramadan.
Mufti Sahib, is it more virtuous to read your taraweeh prayer at home or in the masjid?
Remember, if a person is a hafiz, and if a person, mashallah, if he's going to read in the masjid, he won't get chance to read 20 rakats and so forth. There are so many huffaz. You take South Africa, every masjid almost you will find 2, 3, 4, 5 people, mashallah, we taking the local taraweeh from Masjid Dawood, the new masjid built by the capital group. There are 3 qarisabs there. And remember, I heard from people, I don't know, they read very, very well, but I don't know them. So maybe if I see them, but nevertheless, so, but you want to read 20. I just told you just now, Maulana Muhammad Munshi, she is reading 20 rakats in Masjid Muhajirin Ansar in Indonesia. But that's very few and isolated. So therefore, for 30, 40 years now, I am reading, and we must read Isha in the Masjid. Not that you read Isha at home or in your garage or outbuilding. That's not right. So you should be reading Isha in the Masjid. Then you read your sunnahs in the Masjid or you come home. And then you read your 20 rakats taraweeh. You're a hafiz. Your children are behind you. Your wife is behind you. Excellent. So that will be better for you to read in your house. Imam Abu Yusuf and them all mentioned this, rahimahullah. But if a person is not a hafiz, and just for convenience and laziness, he says, no man, I don't want to read in a masjid, I will read in my house, so that we totally against, that is following your whims, fancies and desires, and that is wrong. You should read in a masjid for such people.
Mufti Sahib, in Makkah, they are reciting 10 rakats of Taraweeh and thereafter Witr Salah. Should we join the Imam in the Witr Salah and thereafter read our 10 rakats to make it 20?
Let me give you concrete references. So for you Salafis and others who think that we take out things from our pockets and so forth, remember, this is a little bit technical jargon I'm using. There is Tawature Amali. Tawature Amali means for over 1,000 years, this practice is going on from Sahaba's time, Tabi'in's time, Tabat Tabi'in, that in the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara is 20 rakats. Only this last 5 years or so, from 2020 when the pandemic, scamdemic came. So you want the references? Go open Imam Tirmidhi Jami. Go open Imam Tirmidhi Sunan and you will find Al-Imam Shafi'i Rahimahullah statement. Al-Imam Shafi'i Rahimahullah was born in Ghazza al-Mubarakah in the year 150. His name Muhammad bin Idris. When he was 2 years old, Idris, his beloved father, passed away. In Ghazza, he's buried there. His mother spent iddat there. Then the family held the emergency meeting and the decision was taken, we all must move and migrate and make hijrah to Makkah. At the age of 2.5, he grows up there in Makkah, drinking zamzam. At the age of 7, he's hafiz of the noble Quran already. His first to start is the African teacher, Imam Muslim bin Khalid al-Zanji. At the age of 10, Imam Muslim bin Khalid Zanji told him, you must learn this book, Imam Malik's work. He by heart that already at the age of 10. At the age of 13, وَكَانَ يُدَرِّسُ فِي الْحَرَمِ الْمَكِّي. He was teaching and a lecturer in the Haram Sharif in Makkah. At the age of 15, this African teacher, Imam Muslim bin Khalid Zanji, told him, I give you permission, start issuing fatwa and verdicts. So he was a genius. So Imam Shafi says in Tirmidhi, Adraktu, I found the people in Makkah. Already in those days, they were reading 20 rakats Taraweeh. Is that not a dalil that was carrying on for centuries and more than 1,000 years and more? And go speak of Medina Munawwara, our ustaj. I got two ustads there in Medina Munawwara, Sheikh Umar Falata, the African Sheikh, who taught from Nigeria Hadith Sharif in Masjid Nabawi for 49 years, Rahimahullah, used to kiss his forehead and hand, and sometimes his forehead and sometimes his hand, and then the dars and the lesson would start. So remember the Sheikh Ustad was Sheikh Atiyah Ibrahim Salim. So he, Sheikh Atiyah Salim, Rahimahullah, he was the great student of Allama Shanqiti, Rahimahullah, who wrote Adwa'ul Bayan, the great tafsir, and used to cry. I saw him and saw it myself. Sometime when he used to take the name of his beloved teacher, he used to cry. He used to say, وَقَالَ وَالِدُنَا, my spiritual father said so and so. So he wrote the book about Taraweeh Salat there in Medina Munawwara, Ishreena Rakatan fil Masjid Nabawi, Akthar min Alfi Amin, for more than 1,000 years. So remember that you must read Taraweeh Salat 20 rakats according to all four schools, the Hanbalis, the Shafi'is, the Malikis, and the Hanafis, for male and female. So now let's come to the nitty-gritty. You are in Makkah Mukarrama, you are in Medina Munawwara. So the Imams are reading 10 rakats, right? And thereafter they read Witr. So you should join the Witr. Remember our fatwa for 30-35 years. Mufti Ashik Ilahi, our Honorable Ustad, the Mufti of the Hanafis in Medina Munawwara, and is buried in Baqi. He used to say, you can read behind the Imam. I asked him personally. And Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, in front of him I used to read. And we used to read Witr behind the Imam. And Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri wrote in Ma'arif al-Sunan, in volume 1 it is permissible. And Allama Kashmiri, Allama bin Nuri passed away in 1977. Allama Kashmiri passed away in 1933. So he wrote in Arful Shadi commentary of Tirmidhi Sharif is permissible. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi, who is buried here in South Africa, Rahimahullah, he used to say is permissible. And Maulana Abu Bakr Nanabai, Rahimahullah, Warrington, told me this several times. So therefore, you should have no worry about that. You just follow the Imam and two and one, and there's no need to repeat. Then there's 10 rakats left. So mashallah, you go to your hotel room, you are there with your wife, you are there with your friend, and if there's a hafiz, mashallah, then you read the 10 rakats there from Alam Tara downwards, if you are not hafiz, and your wife or your children will follow you, and you are hafiz, then you just read from different parts of the Quran, or make your own khatam, mashallah, and in that way there you read the 10 rakats, you don't have to repeat the witr. That is our advice to one and all.
Of Kisabat is querying that after Isha Namaz she needs 10 rakats of Taraweeh, and then she rests and get up at Tahajjud time and read the balance of the 10 rakats. Is this permissible?
You must remember, the way I understood the question is this, that there is a lady, after Isha, she reads 10 rakat salat after the sunnats, and then she sleeps. And then she wakes up 2, 3 o'clock, whatever, 3:30. And mashallah, then she reads the 10 rakat Taraweeh. Then she reads the witr. Is that good? Very good, my sister. Allah Jalla Wala reward you. Just add one thing. So now, when you woke up 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, so you read your 10 rakats Taraweeh, so that's your 20 rakats, right? So there's no problem with that. Then before reading your witr, my sister, my daughter, read 2 rakat Tahajjud, read 4 rakat Tahajjud, 2 and 2, read 6 rakats, whatever, any amount. 2, 4, 6, 8, whatever you want. Read at least 2, 4, 6, 8, whatever you can manage. And then read the witr. And you don't read anything after the witr. That was the Adat Mubarakah, the Adat Sharifah, the normal noble habit of the Master Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Throughout the year, the fast of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would read the Tahajjud and then read the Witr and no Salat after that. Only twice, thrice few occasions. Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah wrote in Minhaj, the commentary of Muslim Sharif, under the hadith, Ij'alu akhira salatikum bil layli witra. Make your last salat at night, the witr salat. So do that, my sister, and make dua for this sinner, and make dua for the ummah at large. Excellent, mashallah. Yes, Mahana, we have last question. We must finish on time, so all the radio stations can go back to their news, views, and interviews. G.
Okay, so if an imam is injured, can he sit on a chair and perform first salah, leading the congregation?
So the imam started Tarawih yesterday and he got injured. They were playing soccer, cricket, and they passed the imam, and the imam is injured now. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So that's on a lighthearted note. So anyway, Imam Saab is a chairman. He's sitting on the chair and he's leading the Tarawih Salat. Is it permissible or not? According to Hanafis only, this is the masla. If he is making sajda just by ishara, by signs and gestures, he's not making sajda on the ground, then you can't make him the imam. According to Hanafis, the salat would not be valid as far as the sunnah salat go and so forth. So he can't be imam. According to Shafis, all that is flexible. Whether he can make sajda on the ground, whether he makes sajda by signs and all that, they allow that, the Shafis, Ambalis and so. So you who follow the Hanafi school, you should not appoint such a person as the imam if he cannot make sajda on the sand, on the land, on the ground itself. So be very careful about these issues here. Jazakallahu khairan wa salim kareem. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. So inshallah the programs will continue this afternoon. Don't forget Q&A between 2 and 4. Live on Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, with Mawana Khalid Yaqub and myself. Jazakallahu khairan to my brother Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota. He will make two parts of my podcast, one before the Fajr and one the Q&A. So inshallah, you will receive it by 7 o'clock, up past 7. This morning, inshallah, Aziz. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.